Hi, Daddy. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. Are you busy? Good. I just needed to talk to someone. I really don't want to bother you, so. What did I want to talk about? It's difficult. It's something that's making me sad. I just need to know. Have I done something wrong? No? Are you sure? My grades aren't bad, but have I missed some chores, or did I say something wrong? Okay, then why are you avoiding me? Yes, you have been. Really, Daddy? You won't admit it? What about dinner? You didn't ask me how school was or about track practice, and you haven't sat with me on the sofa at. No, you haven't. We always watch movies together or read books or listen to murder podcasts together, and we haven't for 2 weeks. I've kept track. I'm only upset because you won't be near me or talk to me or even look at me. I know I'm not that smart and I'm just kind of a plain tomboy, but I'm still your daughter. I'm still a person, and since Mom died, we've been there for each other. It's like after my last birthday, I stopped mattering to you. You say I'm smart and pretty, but I don't believe you. You don't really care at all, or you'd tell me why you're avoiding me. You will? It's temporary. What does that mean? And why wouldn't you tell me? We tell each other everything, or we did, and you just stopped. What is this? A book? Was it Mom's? Why didn't you give it to me when she died? You had to wait until my last birthday? What's Walpurgis night? I don't understand any of this. What? Mom was a witch? Are you playing a joke, Daddy? This isn't funny. You seem so serious. So this book, this is like her spell book? It is? Holy shit. Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't mean to swear. It's just. This is in English, German, and I don't even know what this is. Lingua malum? The witch's language? Wow. I don't know how I'm supposed to read it, though. I'll be able to read it once I'm done with the change? What does that mean, Daddy? That's why you were avoiding me? Because I'm dangerous? I don't want to hurt you, Daddy. I wish you would have told me. I could have just hidden in my room or gone to visit Grandma until it was over. What do you mean, not like that? How can I be dangerous but not dangerous? Daddy, I already know about sexy feelings and how to do it and hormones and protection and all that, okay? That's not dangerous. What do you mean it's much worse than that? I don't. I'm going to be possessed by a lust demon? But I've been normal, Daddy. I haven't been bad with anyone or touched myself more than like once a night, and I. Oh God, I'm sorry, Daddy, you're blushing. I just meant it's. I mean, I haven't been abnormally lustful or whatever. I'm flushed Well, obviously, Daddy, I'm upset. It's just that I've missed you so much. I'm used to having your body near mine. Your warm hugs and your arms holding me tight, pressing me against you, crushing me into your hard cock. Oh my god, Daddy, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm not bad, Daddy. I swear, it's just I feel really hot, and I can't breathe so well, and I need to take this off, Father. It's just too hot for this sweater. Let me just... Ah, that's so much better. No, Father. I'm not wearing a bralette. My breasts are so small and firm that it would be pointless. And I like the way this soft wool feels on my nipples. I never tell you, but when we're sitting on the couch and I hold your arm, I secretly love the way it feels to crush my breasts into you. I love the way you respond. You're so sweet. Father. And you might try to pull away, but you don't want to disappoint your dear, loving daughter. So you do your best to ignore me. But I can always see your cock stiffen in your pants. And it makes me so happy. So wet. Knowing that I can do that to my darling father.
Oh my god, Daddy. I'm so sorry. I never wanted you to know about that. Oh god. I know I'm dirty and bad, but no, please don't turn away from me. Hold me, please. I'll be good. I just...
Yes, Father. Hold me. Press me to your chest like a lover. I know you can feel my nipples harden through your shirt. And I can just rub up against your...
cock. Daddy, I'm scared. And my... My pussy is so warm, and I can feel your cock, Daddy, and I'm sorry, but it feels so good. Oh god, I know it's wrong, but I need you. I'm still your baby girl, right? Just because I need my daddy inside me doesn't mean I'm not your baby girl, does it?
There. I don't need the skirt or my panties. Look at me, Daddy. I can't hold her off anymore. She's the other one. She's me too. She's just as afraid and alone as I am. Now, please, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me, Daddy. I know I'm not as pretty as Mommy. My breasts are small and they just fit in my hand. See? And my hips flare out too much and my butt kind of sticks out like a little bubble. I know my pussy doesn't have a lot of hair on it, but It's so wet for you, Daddy. I'm aching inside, and I don't know what to do. I don't think touching will help. I need a man's help, Daddy, and any other man might take advantage of me or hurt me.
No, please don't look away. Please, Daddy. Please. Let me just unbuckle your belt and unzip you. Oh, Mommy was lucky. Your cock is... it's so nice. It fits so well in my little hand, see? Can I stroke it? Can I rub it up and down, Daddy? I like that noise you made, Daddy. I just want to be your good little girl. And I want to make you feel good. I know I can. I can make you feel so good. Just like Mommy did. I know you don't want to hurt me, Daddy, and you never would. I trust you, and Mommy trusted you. I used to watch sometimes, you know. I saw once where Mommy was on all fours in front of you like a puppy. And you were behind her and pushing into her. She was so happy. I want you to make me sing like that, Daddy. I know I was bad, but I couldn't help it. I loved you, Daddy. And I wanted to switch places with Mommy. I wanted it so bad. I saw something else another time, Daddy. I paid special attention because I saw how happy it made you. She got on her knees in front of you. Like this. And she put your beautiful cock in her mouth. Like this. Oh. Yes, Daddy. Make that noise for your baby girl. I love you and I want to make you feel good. Like Mommy did. Daddy, I can hear how much you like it. Take my head in your hands just like that. And look into my eyes. Can you see how much I love you? Oh, your little girl loves you so much, Daddy. Please show me that you love me. Please put it inside me. Here, let me just get down. Spread my legs wide for you. Do you like seeing your loving daughter like this? Oh, I'm wet. And I feel so open to you. It just aches so much, and I need my daddy. Please, please, daddy, please make love to your baby girl. Daddy. Yes. Yes, Daddy. You can put my legs up on your shoulders. I'm very flexible. And I want you to feel good. It's so foreign. It hurts. It hurts, but don't stop. Don't stop until you've filled me. I need you to fill me like you filled Mommy when you filled her with me. Please. Please come in, your little girl. I need it, Daddy. Please, please give me your cum. I want all of it. I'll be good. I'll be good, and I'll take as much as you have. Oh, I feel it building. I feel it building in you, Daddy. Oh, yes. Still your baby girl.